This is the Breaker.News podcast for the week of October 8th, 2023. I'm Bob Mackin, publisher of the Breaker.News and host of the Breaker.News podcast. Welcome to edition number 311. Happy Thanksgiving. The Breaker is your source for news, opinion, and analysis about British Columbia issues, institutions, and influencers. Later, I'll tell you how you can support The Breaker. On this edition, headlines from the Pacific Rim and the Pacific Northwest. I award a virtual Nanaimo bar to a difference maker. And on the big deal feature, the sounds of music and technology history. On the road in Las Vegas, my review of the September 29th grand opening of Sphere and the opening of U2 UV Octoon Baby Live. This is the big deal feature on the Breaker.News podcast. It's no secret, my favorite album of all time is still 1991's Octoon Baby by U2, and favorite concerts were on U2's Zoo TV tour. I saw it four times in 1992. It was inspired by the Berlin Wall coming down and the 500 channel universe going up. European decadence meets Las Vegas trash, as Bono liked to say. When the band announced it would open the new Sphere in Las Vegas with a show built around Octoon Baby, Lady Luck smiled on me in the ticket lottery for the September 29th grand opening night. The Las Vegas U2 experience begins inside the Venetian Hotel next door to the Sphere. No ticket required to enjoy the two-floor Zoo Station, a U2 UV experience, museum, theater, lounge, and gift shop, which celebrates the band's 1992 and 1993 Zoo TV tours. My tour guide was Andrew Luft, the Vice President of Partnerships at Vibe, the Live Nation destination experience company.
We actually got the clearance from the Berlin Subway Authority to use the original Zoo Station typeface. The exterior. Throughout, you'll see little like bits of graffiti. So all of these are the original icon set from Octoon Baby that is the creative director. So the first thing you'll see is a gallery of Anton Corbin's work. Very famous photographer and videographer, music video director. So Anton personally curated this exhibit, and it features 88 different sets of his work from over the years, the last four decades. So it goes by year. Actually, the numbers he inscribed as well. And what you're looking at is one moment in time shot four different ways. So everything is like one experience shot four different ways. So as I mentioned, the band recorded the album in Berlin. Very popular during the Cold War was a German automobile named a Trabant. As soon as like the wall fell and the Cold War was over, everybody rushed and bought Western automobiles. And so this is a relic of the past. But we secured the only working Trabant in the U.S. We brought it here. We've rewired it. So if you get inside the car, there's a bit of a queue here now, but I encourage you to do it. It's pretty cool. The whole thing is kind of designed inside and art directed. So there's a bunch of traveling gear behind it. And if you sit in the driver's seat, there's a number of switches. And if you touch any of the switches, it animates a different part of a U2 song, Throw Your Arms Around the World. So you can build a track by playing with the automobile. And if you do all of the switches in a certain order, it activates the car and it turns into a disco ball. So the whole car lights up. Behind it, can you swing around? Behind it, there's a wall of televisions that are playing old content from the early 90s. Zoo TV, which is the tour for Octoon Baby. Like, there were a lot of themes of like pop culture, capitalism, mass media. Bono would film the crowd on stage, hence we have this big satellite behind us. So a lot of this footage is archival footage from the early 90s that we're playing, along with like music video clips. There's even a Trabant commercial from Japan from the early 80s. The car is decorated with different icons as well from that era. So So people can get up there, they can don instruments. There's like gaff tape, you know, indicating where all of the band will play. And then our staff will snap a photo, and it takes 10 photos and stitches them together into an animated GIF.
Wow.
I'll show you what happens here. So after that, they can come to the Satellite of Love. Again, all of these things are named after real songs. Real U2 songs are lyrics from songs. So they'll get their animated GIF. They can send it to themselves, and when they do, you'll hear a sound effect of the satellite activating, and it'll light up. So, just trying to make interactive elements here. These are all of the different fan content from the last day and a half. Okay, just a few more things to point out on this ground floor. Right behind you here is a full-size replica of a subway car from Berlin from the early 80s. So we built this, and there's two things to point out here. To the left is like a viewing area. So again, another tie back to Berlin. In the 2015s, for the One Tour, the band wanted to record a music video in front of the Berlin Wall, but they couldn't get the licensing approved to do it. So they wrote down all of the inscriptions that were on the Berlin Wall, and then they animated that piece. So that was a giant video backdrop that accompanied their 2015 tour. Over here we have another photo op opportunity. It's a photo booth, so people can go inside and pose with spray-painted stencils of all of the band's different iconography from the tour, and then they get a photo strip. Just a few more little Easter eggs. There's a serial number on the train right here. Again, a throwback to the Zoo TV tour era. So the band created a promotional, like a banknote that they handed out during the Zoo TV tour. And that was like the serial code of the banknote from the original tour from the 90s. Amazing. Lastly, we've done like sort of train station wayfinding graphics. Those are all of the tracks in order of Uptown Baby, as well as the remixes. Of the creative direction for U2's show at Sphere was based on Brian Eno's turntable, which is a turntable he designed that has like a gradient band of colors like this. So we used that as our inspiration for the second floor. So downstairs is very much rooted in the past, and this is much more of a nod to the future. So this is the Ultraviolet Lounge, again borrowing the UV theme from the upcoming shows at Sphere. There's a merch store up here. We have our Vibe concierge during our VIP times. And then we've got a DJ booth during our happy hours for our VIP guests. Our DJ that plays during the show nights from 4 to 6. So Bono was known for creating personas that he would wear on stage. Mephisto, the Fly. So this is the Fly bar inspired by one of Bono's personas from the Zoo TV tour. So in here, it's a bit more moody, it's a bit more dark. There's two bars that offer concessions, drinks, some specialty cocktails named after the band. And there's an interactive art installation over here. So what you're looking at is a piece of a Trabant that we built. We've installed it here. And it's a digital graffiti station. So our staff are helping people use that spray can to use projection mapping to digitally spray paint that car. And they can control the brush stroke, the color, the size of the spray. Then they can pose with it. And then our staff, after they're done, can wipe it clean. It becomes this grid and then back to neutral. Very fun. The last thing I'm going to show you is the Zoo TV Cinema. So Edge really wanted to create a cinema experience during the run of shows here in Vegas. The band has created and remastered so many different like concerts over the years. They also have a lot of documentary films. They've just amassed a library of content that nobody's ever seen, and he really wanted to present it in like a proper cinema experience. So we worked with the band to build a cinema in this space. Not only that, the band has been a pioneer in spatial audio. So their record label, Universal, has worked closely with Dolby to remaster a lot of albums using spatial audio. So instead of like a traditional two-speaker stereo format, they remastered the entire album so it's spatially tuned. So we worked with this team the Two Miss Theater with spatial audio. So it's got like the best sound system I've ever heard anywhere in this cinema. So
what is the optimum time to see everything here?
Depending on how much time they want to spend and if they want to do every photo opportunity, I'd say a half hour to an hour. The lines could get long in the merchandise store. So maybe I'd allow a little bit more time, maybe 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier in the day, late at night, might have a little bit less. We'll know a little bit more in the next coming days. This is kind of our first day at full capacity.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, U2 is setting the standard with the Sphere and with this exhibit. Obviously, other bands, other labels, other promoters are going to be watching this and seeing how they can advance the whole experience, basically to add value to tickets and draw people to destinations like Las Vegas or even on the road.
Certainly.
Is the sky the limit in this?
I think that the future of live entertainment, or at least a portion of it, will be more and more immersive. I think fans are looking for more backstory, more engagement, and beyond just the sitting in the seat and attending the show.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be consumed by everything they can and really like push their love of that artist as much as possible. And so I think that this will be a trend that will continue to build ancillary, very, very content-rich experiences for fans to really embrace the band or the artist in the fullest capacity.
And here I am right beside Sphere in Las Vegas, where U2 will be lighting up the night inside and outside here in Las Vegas until December.
The 18,000-seat Sphere is Las Vegas' newest showroom, a $2.3 billion bet by Madison Square Garden. The world's largest spherical building redefines both the Las Vegas skyline and the concert-going experience. It's covered with 1.2 million LED pucks from Montreal's Seiko Technologies. One moment it looks like a giant pumpkin, the next it's the full moon. Inside, the 160,000 square foot, 180 degree screen boasts 16K by 16K resolution. It's coupled with a 170,000 speaker 3D sound system. It wasn't just the sold out opening night crowd whose eyes and ears were thrilled.
What a fancy pad! Look at all this stuff. Love versus luck. And what are they? Some praying hands. Elvis is definitely not left this building. It's an Elvis chapel. It's an Elvis cathedral.
Bono had a few things to say on a night when Paul McCartney was a special guest of the band in the crowd.
Actually, I'm thinking the Sphere may have come into existence. Jim Dolan trying to solve the problem that the Beatles started when they played Shea Stadium back in, wherever it was, 1964 or something. And nobody could hear you. You couldn't hear yourselves. Well, the Sphere here. Can you hear us?
The show also marked U2's first gig since 1978 without founding drummer Larry Mullen Jr. Substitute Bram Vandenberg was also celebrating his birthday.
Anything to say to these people?
Let there be no mistake, there is only one Larry Mullen Jr.
Anything for your birthday? You okay? That is a very cool Dutch gentleman right there.
The 22-song set opened with Zoo Station, the same song that opens Octu Baby.
Yeah.
also feature the debut live performance of Atomic City, a song that U2 wrote about Las Vegas with a view of Las Vegas from Sphere projected behind the band. Ended with Beautiful Day, under the vivid Nevada Arc collage of endangered species by artist S. Devlin. UV Octoon Baby Live at Sphere in Las Vegas runs until December 16th. More shows could be added next year. Stay tuned.
Ron Vandenberg, Adam Clayton, the Edge, the luckiest man on earth.
Podcast for Around the Rim. We look at news headlines around the Pacific Rim. In the Taiwan news, Taipei mayor receives fishing rod and bicycle. DPP councillor says reinstating the 30-minute free ride policy next year will be a disaster. Mayor Chang was presented with a fishing rod and a cardboard bicycle attached to it as a way to ridicule him for his alleged failure to manage Taipei's U-bike service. The prop represented the Mandarin phrase Diao Che Wai, which means to perform badly and finish last. In the Kyoto news, Sapporo to abandon 2030 Winter Olympics bid. The move comes amid widespread bribery and bid-rigging scandals surrounding the Tokyo Games held in the summer of 2021 that have soured public sentiment toward hosting the Olympics. Sapporo, which hosted the Winter Games in 1972, was once considered the front-runner to host the Winter Olympics for a second time, but the International Olympic Committee appears to have shifted its focus to other candidates after the scandals linked to the Tokyo Games. Almost a year ago, the BC NDP government refused to support Vancouver's 2030 bid, citing high risks and other priorities. In the Hong Kong Free Press, Hong Kong film star Chow Yun-fat laments Chinese censorship at South Korea Film Festival. Quote, "We have to pay attention to our government. Otherwise, it is very hard to get the money to shoot a movie," Chow Yun-fat said, adding, "Filmmakers still strove to maintain the Hong Kong spirit." Quote, "We have a lot of censorship requirements in mainland China. Our scripts must go through a lot of different departments for the Film Bureau." That's Around the Rim on this edition of the Breaker.News podcast. Now it's time on the Breaker.News podcast for Cascadia Calling. We look at news headlines around the Pacific Northwest.
In the Oregonian, 23-year-old accused in assault of top Japanese diplomat in Portland found unable to assist in defense. On June 17th, Yuzo Yoshioka was walking past Arisa Jean Mignon Robinson near Southwest Park Avenue and Oak Street when Robinson jumped and shoved him to the ground, according to a probable cause affidavit filed in state court. Robinson's alleged unprovoked assault of the Japanese diplomat was described in a county affidavit as part of a broader pattern of Robinson's alleged assaults on elderly men of Asian descent. In the Seattle Times, Patty Murray is, temporarily, second in line for the presidency again. When the House ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy from his role on Tuesday, Murray, by default, jumped up a spot. 8 Republicans, joined by all House Democrats, voted to boot McCarthy from the Speaker's chair. Murray's standing is temporary. She'll move back down to third in line as soon as there is a new House Speaker. When that will happen is anyone's guess. In the Times Colonist, Rules suddenly freeze out Victoria Ice Cream Shop. To continue selling in stores, Cold Comfort would have to stop using locally sourced and organic products and instead use a pre-made mixture from a licensed dairy plant. Cold Comfort is not licensed as a dairy plant and sells ice cream from its storefront in more than 20 stores in Greater Victoria. Island Health said it has been working with owner Autumn Maxwell for several months to bring the business into compliance. Maxwell uses Avalon Heavy Whipping Cream, the only organic option in BC, and sources eggs from Lockwood Farms in Cobble Hill, where she says chickens are treated humanely. That's Cascadia calling on this edition of the Breaker.News podcast. It don't matter what color you are, 'cause love will conquer hate.
Virtual Nanaimo Bar, brought to you by Spruce Hill Contracting.
Every week we end the Breaker.News podcast on a tasty note by awarding the goodness of a virtual Nanaimo Bar to people making a difference. A virtual version of the province's favorite dessert bar goes this week to Kidsport BC, the charity that helps pay for needy children to play. Over 30 years, Kidsport BC has helped 100,000 kids register to play organized sports in British Columbia. Last week was Kidsport BC powered by Sport BC Week, but you can give a kid a chance every week of the year. You can nominate someone for a virtual Nanaimo Bar. Send me an email to bob@thebreaker.news. Spruce Hill Contracting, custom homes and renovations. Find more information at sprucehill.ca.
You do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do, 'cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end, 'cause the rich men, north of rich men.
That's it for the Breaker.News podcast for the week of October 8th, 2023. I'm Bob Mackin. Thanks for joining me. Did you know that on the 8th of October in 1962, New York Yankees legend Don Larsen pitched the only perfect game in World Series history? Now you know. Send me your feedback, send me your story ideas to bob@thebreaker.news. Bookmark thebreaker.news. You can also find us at thebreaker.ca. Sign up for the email newsletter and get updates to your inbox. The free email newsletter is the best way to keep up with thebreaker.news, while Facebook refuses to show Canadian news to Canadians because of the Trudeau Liberal government's Bill C-18. For news as it happens, you can follow The Breaker News on Twitter, and if you're outside of Canada, please visit TheBreaker.news on Facebook. You can support The Breaker for as little as $2 a month. For more information, go to patreon.com/TheBreakerNews. That's patreon.com/TheBreakerNews. Happy Thanksgiving. Until next week.